Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, America. That's right. This is Home Talk USA right here on the Genus Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We want to welcome all of you to the Invent America part of our family, where we talk to different inventors, entrepreneurs. We talk about the products of the future. And most importantly, we discuss a blueprint, a path. That if you have a great idea out there, we decided to devote an hour to you because we're trying to get these products to market. That's what makes America. That's what makes us, separates us from third world countries where we invent. We don't, counterfeit. We don't steal. And you know what I'm talking about, intellectual property. We are the originators. And you heard, that's the theme of our show. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. But that's what we do here each week and every week. And I can't do this alone. My sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, she is part of this for many years. And it's been a great partnership to get her involved with all the... Rita, I want to welcome you. I guess what I'm saying is... I'm letting you do all the heavy lifting. You know what I mean? That's a nice way of saying you're going to do all the heavy lifting because I'm getting old.
I understand. You know, it's funny though because it's like, you know, our inventors out there are the ones that are doing the heavy lifting, and we are grateful to everyone who's been on the show in the last year, and they're the ones that, you know, we're trying to help with that struggle of doing the right steps. And so that, you know, our focus today is on those early steps. And we kind of jump around and we talk about this and about marketing and about manufacturing and all that kind of stuff. But today I figured it's time to go back to the beginning and talk about, you know, some of those early mistakes that can be so costly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I told you, but we figured out our, you know, we got the big countdown. You know, this is episode 1057. It's going to be January 24th. It's going to be the big countdown day. And it's also a milestone on this network, the Genus Communication Radio Network, because we're going to be celebrating 20 years on this network. I started on the Business Talk Lifestyle Network before I did the Genus Communication Radio Network. So, you know, in between WSMB New Orleans, it's 26 years. But 20 years is going to be our... So it's kind of coordinated together, the 20th year and the longest show on January 24th, 2024. So that's our, and we're going to have a big time on that day. And we're hoping to get Mr. Ted Anderson on the line and the owner of GCN. I hope to have him as our guest and talk about the early days and and you know, radio. But I know I'm getting off track here. But hey, without Genesis and without radio, none of this is possible, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's for sure. And one of the things that I've learned, and you just, you know, kind of paying attention now that we're doing this, is that I have so many people tell me, it's like, oh, I listen to the radio. I listen to the radio all the time. The radio audience is huge.
Yeah, it is. Because you don't have to be behind your radio anymore to listen to it. The apps, the downloads, the podcasts, the rebroadcasts, the on-demand, the archives. You can always, and you know, and Genesis does a great job. They do archive all our interviews. So you can go back 5, 6, 7 years, type in the date, and there's the interview. Of
yep.
course, I hope people don't do that. Is the reason why is because, man, I was horrible in them days. You know, I was not this well-oiled machine I am today. You know what I mean?
I do. You know, and it's, you know, we always look at the years that, you know, you and I've known each other and been working together, and so many of your guests on Home Talk USA are business owners and inventors yeah. of their product. So it makes so much sense that we really yeah. reach out in that middle hour to the inventors out there and say, okay, you've got an idea. This is what you do. This is where you go. This is what you're shooting for. Because you've had yeah. 20 plus years now of working with inventors on Home Talk USA.
Yeah. And I miss a lot of people. Unfortunately, there is, you know, a tremendous amount of people are no longer with us anymore, that played a big part of, our success on the air, and they'll miss very dearly, and we're going to acknowledge them on the 24th, all the sponsors we had, our guests that are no longer with us anymore, and you know, they're always going to be in my mind. I'm never going to forget them, because I could tell you in the early days, you know, I was begging for quarters. People didn't know who I was, and here's this crazy guy, you know, and if you ever listen to my early days, I had a lot more energy than I have now, but I was all, you know, did a great job. And that's what, how I treat these inventors and these guests. And you treat them the way, because they are the technologies of the future. And we just don't want to stifle them. We want to give, you heard what I said, we want to give them a path. And that's all we're trying to
that's
do,
right?
Just give them a path.
That's exactly right. It's hard. Getting a product out of your head and into the marketplace, it's hard, and it's expensive. Yeah. And the last thing an inventor needs is to make a mistake that we could have helped them avoid. And that's our big thing is you know, here's the steps. And when somebody says, well, I thought this company would do it all, there really is no such thing as a company that will do it all.
No.
Because you are making decisions based on what you learned at the last step. And so every phase is a business decision. And inventors, you know, they get so wrapped up sometimes in the positive and excitement, they forget to be businesslike. And, you know, I'll tell somebody, they say, well, I've got this idea. What do I do with, you know, can I sell my ideas? Like, ideas are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one, and it really doesn't matter how cute yours is. I cannot sell it. And so they kind of chuckle, but then they kind of realize it's like there's things that have to be done to tee it up correctly to give us the best chance of getting into the marketplace.
Yep, that's
and
right.
That's what we really try to do is show them the path, help them, you know, understand advantages and disadvantages, and then make the proper choices based on them and their product.
We have a great
and
show lined up.
Different.
Yeah, we have a great show lined up. So let's just take a short break. There's the music that tells us we got to pay some bills. But we're going to take a short break. We sure hope you stay with us here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's where we stream each week and every week. If you tune in to 4 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Central Time each Saturday, that's when you can catch the Event America part of the Home Talk USA radio network, Event America. Don't forget, that is GCNLive.com. All right, we're going to come back with our guests. We're going to start the show just shortly right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, always support your local dependent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man alone with my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. We're going to be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country,
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome back. That's right. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. When you get there, you can check out the show, our topics. You can learn a little bit about the Invent America show. The links all sitting there, our archives, Ask the Expert, future guests, future topics, packed full of information. Right, Rita?
That's right.
Great. So tell us about our show. Who's our first guest?
Well, our first guest today is Randy Butler, and we are talking about the early steps, the first thing you do after you go, I've got an idea. And we always tell people, do as much looking around as you can on your own, and then, you know, build your own version of a prototype if you can. Buy the stuff off the shelf. Get the stuff out of the garage or the basement. See what you can do. Don't take cardboard, Legos. I really don't care. Get it out of your head and it's something three-dimensional. But then those first steps come where you've got to actually pay some money. And so the thing that we're talking about today is, what are the first steps and how can you run into some trouble? So Randy is our guest. She's filed a provisional patent application. Randy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So tell us about your product. You are patent pending, so tell us about what you have. And, you know, my husband does a lot of the dishwashing. I can't wait to have one of these. He needs it really bad.
Well, my idea is a dish rack that uses fans to simply blow dry your dishes. It's not heated. You know, the goal with this is to not only dry the dishes faster, but also make a more sanitary drying rack as well.
All right. So you had filed then the provisional patent, which is that first stage. It's kind of a time stamp. Nobody evaluates it and says, oh, yes, this is a really good idea. It's just a time stamp that this is your idea. And so the attorney suggested that you go ahead and file the provisional. My understanding is that they had done some searching, but not a comprehensive search. And you didn't even know what that was. Explain kind of what happened, because you can tell the story certainly better than I can.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I had my idea and decided to go to a patent attorney. And the patent attorney that I went to said, you know, we need to go ahead and do a patent search. And once we do the search, we'll determine whether the item can be patented. They did a search, but unfortunately, you know, the search was only in the U.S. and it didn't come up with anything. Until later, when we did the comprehensive search, and there were quite a few things that came up. So that's basically what happened. So now I'm having to change my strategy a little bit. Fortunately, there's some things I can do, but had I done the search to begin with, it probably would have sent me in a different direction. You know, had I done the comprehensive search.
Right, right. And, you know, I get people all the time that said, oh, you know, I've just filed this provisional, now I need to do a search. When in reality, you would have been better off having the comprehensive search done. And by comprehensive, we mean the U.S., the international, and then the product search, because that international piece is where you got caught up.
I did. And actually, it was cheaper for me to do a comprehensive search than it was just to do the initial search with only the U.S.
Yeah, and that's amazing, because we look at, you know, that comprehensive search as, you know, if it's been done anywhere in the world, you know, you've got to know about it sooner rather than later. And like you said, now you're, you know, trying to completely rethink your strategy. So what is your, you know, your attorney said is an option?
So my attorney said the option is to change it from a utility patent to a design patent. So I am re-strategizing and going to be proceeding with a design patent instead. And fortunately, the things that I came up with in the search that I did before were older. So mine is using new technology and you know, it's more modern design, so I can go ahead and now pursue a design patent. So I can still get my patent, you know, and still pursue licensing my product. But, you know, it's just unfortunate because now, you know, I'm having to just take a different route and spend some more money. Unfortunately, it could have been worse. I've learned the hard way a little bit. But the good thing is that next time I definitely will know better, and I can still, you know, have a product that will be viable. So.
Yeah, and, you know, what you found, what you just got done saying, I want to clarify for some folks, is that, you know, there's a lot of times that people will have a good idea, they file a patent, but technology at that moment in time isn't allowing them to get the product to market at a price the consumer will pay. So then, you know, someone like Randy comes along and says, oh, we've never seen this in the marketplace. It sounds like a really good idea. And the only thing that you're left with then is being able to file a design patent because the other patent was filed, it just couldn't get to market. It really happens on a pretty regular basis. Technology catches up and you say, oh, well, this isn't that expensive to make. And so now all of a sudden you find that the limitation is somebody else filed, you know, a utility patent decades ago, and now all of a sudden technology allows you to make it, but you've got to change strategies. And we just got done, there's a product that we had licensed probably 10 years ago on a design patent. And the utility patent is a similar situation. The utility patent was about ready to expire. They filed a design patent. We licensed it, and the company is still paying royalties. So it certainly is possible to file the design patent. And what we look at is that if it looked differently, would it function differently? And for this other product, it certainly would have been completely different if it had looked different. So the design patent served him well.
That's great, and I'm sure that that's what's going to happen to me. I just, you know, for the next thing, because this is not my last one, but for the next one, I would definitely do the comprehensive search and know in advance what I'm looking at as far as, you know, what's already out there, because it did set me back in time. You know, I've lost time and a little bit of money, but thankfully I still move forward.
Well, we caught it soon enough that we can move it forward, and now I hear this music playing. We are going to go and pay some bills. Thank you so much, Randy, and stay with us. We've got another guest coming up in just a minute.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The 4-day truce between Hamas and Israel appears to be holding for a second day, and more hostages are expected to be released this Saturday. 24 hostages released Friday, 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and 1 Filipino hostage let go. Israel believes Hamas still holding roughly 215 hostages right now in Gaza. President Biden in Nantucket, Massachusetts for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend commenting on the latest developments.
It's only a start. start, but so far it's gone well. Early this morning, 13 Israeli hostages were released, including an elderly woman, a grandmother, and mothers with their young children, some under the age of 6 years old.
He's also asked by reporters why no Americans were in the first group of hostages let go.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for this next segment. And I want to invite all of the inventors out there and all of the American consumers who buy the products that our inventors invent to stick with us through the rest of the hour and learn about these early steps. And if you know somebody out there who's working on a project, have them get in touch. We have got wonderful service providers. I want to point them in the direction of Scott Tarsi for early stage prototypes, CAD design. Kicker Design is one of our early stage manufacturers. So we've got some really good guys out there who help you get from that I have an idea to the marketplace. And today we're talking about the first step that you pay for, that early search that gets done. And our guest is David Hoypatch. He comes from a big family of inventors, from his father doing the first hamburger press, two brothers, electrical and mechanical engineers. Inventing is in David's blood, in his family's blood, and he's got multiple inventions to his name as well. But the one he's working on right now is the Lubintoss. And David, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So tell us about the Lubintoss.
Lubintoss is, it's a lubrication applicator for chains and cables. I started out with the idea, I'm a big biker, just bought an electric bike, and lubricating the chain is a big issue, especially on electric bikes. And it's, if anybody is out there lubing their chain, you know how messy it can get. It's, the traditional method is you add a drop to each link on the chain and, make sure you got plenty of rags around and clean up the mess and everything afterwards. Plus, it doesn't really get to where it needs to go. So I invented a lubrication tool that wraps around the chain, and this also works for cables for tow truck companies and any type of wire rope in the commercial industry. And it basically wraps around the chain or the cable, and it lubricates it 360 degrees all around without any dripping or spilling, and it squeezes the lubrication right into the on the chain. It squeezes it right into the roller, I'll call them joints, but there's roller pins, and that's the part that needs to get lubricated. It squeezes the lube in there, and on the cables, it actually helps squeeze the lubricant into the cables to get it deeper into the cable than you would if you were to just spray it on. So,
well, I know just enough about this and what you're talking about to know about the mess it makes. Been seeing that since I was a little girl watching my father do it with different pieces of tool equipment. But you started out and you did the things, what we like to say, the right way. You did your own looking. You came up with the idea. You kind of did your own looking around. You came up with your own version of a prototype, played around with it, and then you did the comprehensive search. What did you learn from the search process?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I'm glad I bumped into you, and I think it was your podcast that I actually heard about you, and so it made me start thinking about the comprehensive search. I'm a pretty good searcher. I did a really good job of searching, but then I found that I really wasn't getting anything outside the United States. And I didn't have that confidence that it was everything that I needed to know about the search, about my product. And I equate the search to the foundation on a house. And, you know, if you're going to be spending all that money on a patent and everything afterwards, it's all based on the search. So I ended up having the professional search done, and I was glad I did. I didn't come up with any exact products like mine, which is good. And that gave me the confidence to go ahead and spend the money on the provisional patent, and now shortly on the non-provisional patent. So I feel confident that it was done right, and that I don't need to worry about anything.
Well, and that's, you know, that's where we always start. You can't, you know, ideas, you know, they're out there, but it's amazing how often, you know, we find something that gives the inventor some indigestion. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to file something, but learning sooner rather than later what's out there is critical for success. And so since you've done this now and you have been out there in the marketplace, I've been really impressed with the different outreach that you've done. So you've learned that not only is it bikes, but probably a bigger market for motorcycles, but even for some of the big equipment now, you've got a potential market.
Yeah, there's actually the market keeps growing. Every time I start doing more and more research, you know, in the chain market, you've got the bikes, the motorcycles, and I'm finding that conveyor belts, farm equipment, forklifts, all of those chains, everybody uses the old-fashioned spray it on and let it go everywhere mess type thing, and that's how they lubricate them today. So, and then in the cable market, you know, I could do anything from, you know, small cables to the tow truck cables to, you know, even one-inch wire rope cables that they use on the heavy-duty tow trucks. It seems like it just keeps growing. Anything that fits in my tool actually adapts to the size of the chain or the cable, you know, to a certain extent. So that's helped out a lot in that squeezing the lubricant into the cables and chains.
Well, I'm really proud of you. I enjoy working with you, and we're looking forward to being able to get this product licensed because I think it is one of the game changers out there that is going to make a huge difference in multiple industries. And it's, you know, one is going to keep garage floors a lot cleaner and, you know, certainly make the job more, I don't want to say intense, but more comprehensive in what gets done. Because like you said, when you just do it by hand, it doesn't go in all the places it's supposed to go.
All right. I don't know if you remember, and most of the audience probably doesn't remember, the liquid shoe polish when it first came out. There was a sponge on the end of a wire that was attached to the cap, and that's how you did your shoes. You pulled it out, and the shoe polish went all over the place and dripped everywhere. And then somebody invented that dispenser, the tip for the shoe polish. So that's the way I equate mine to the tip, similar to the tip of the shoe polish, the shoe polish dispenser.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Thank you, Dave, so much. Stick with us. We've got another part coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And if you need some help with any phase of the inventing process, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings. They're free. Or give me a call. Stick with us now as we go and pay some bills. And a big thank you to our Genesis Communication Network home. We can't do it without them.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. If you are working on a new idea, or you would like to hear some more of our shows, please check out our website, InventAmerica.info, also HometalkUSA.com. And if you've got questions, join us at our roundtable meetings. They're posted, and it is easy to find us. And if you've got any questions, give us a call. We would love to have you on the show. So our next guest is Renee Belke. She is the administrator for SearchQuest Patents. That's the company that does a lot of the comprehensive searches for our inventors. Started with the company about 10 years ago, and about 8 years ago became the administrative lead for all of our searchers who have a master's in research. So, Renee, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
All right. So tell our listeners, what does a comprehensive search consist of?
A comprehensive search consists of an international search and then the USPTO in our country, a search, and then it includes a product search. And each of those categories covers a different realm of what you need to know of what's out there with your great idea.
All right. So we pretty much understand why the USPTO, that's where patents are filed, and people are looking to file a patent. But why is the international piece so important?
Well, the USPTO is going to look under public domain, and if they find something that is similar to yours, then now you have an issue with whether or not your patent will actually go ahead and issue. So even though a patent may be filed in another country, our country will still look at that intellectual property and say, this probably isn't going to happen. So you want to know what's out there. You don't want to go in blind with only half of the data that you need. So an international search is, you know, one third of what it is you need to know. And one of the other third then is this product search. So there's a 2-year blind window with the USPTO that kind of covers how long it takes the USPTO to get all their documents done and all their databases updated. So a lot of things can fall in that 2-year window. By doing a product search, you can collect anything that is basically out there in the public domain. So that's, you know, so those are three parts again. You got to have the international, you got to have the U.S., and you've got to have the product.
That's exactly right. So much of it gets lost in that blind spot from the USPTO. And generally, the U.S. attorneys, when they're doing a search, first of all, you don't want to really pay the attorney by the hour to go out and search. They can spend hours doing it. But they generally don't do that international search. And our first guest, Randy Butler, she was talking about how when they did the search, they only did the U.S., and what caught her up was all of the stuff that was found on the international search.
Oh, that's too bad. But it happens. It happens quite frequently.
It really does. What does an inventor need? How do they go about the process? What are the steps in getting a search done?
Well, you go out to the SearchQuestPatents.com website, and there is a form on there, and you answer all the questions on the form. And it's really critical that you do answer all of them to the best of your ability, because that form is what's going to go to the searcher. So that's all the searcher has to work on. And then if you have any photos, any drawings, anything else that you can add to that, a video is wonderful, to help the searcher determine exactly, you know, what your product is. We all have the non-disclosure, you know, agreements, so you don't have to worry about your intellectual property. We're all secured. And then you submit that to us, and it goes directly to one of our professional searchers. And that's all you need to do.
And the search is fairly broad, so you don't have to have a lot of details. You don't have to have a final prototype. The getting the search done actually helps with the prototype, and we'll talk about that on another segment of the show. But for right now, if you're out there and you're working on something and you haven't had your comprehensive search done, shoot us an email. Go to SearchQuest. I know they signed the non-disclosure, non-compete. So it's really the really critical first step, the first thing you spend money on, a comprehensive search. Is $499, and so it gets you then the ability to make good business decisions on the next step. So, Renee, thank you so much for being with us and for representing SearchQuest today.
You're welcome.
So, everybody, stay with us as we wrap up our show and our segment for today. And like I said, InventAmerica.info will take you to all of our segments, and we are streaming on 8 different platforms, so join us.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everyone. Thanks again for being with us today. And I want to thank our sponsors, Kicker Design, Product Quick Start, and CAD Design. They are helping our inventors and the people who have called me and say, hey, I need somebody to make this for me, and I point you in the right direction. So if you need a service provider, check in with us, shoot me an email. But we have got a series of shows that are streaming on the internet, InventAmerica.info. So if you're at a particular stage and you don't know what to do, go and look for the topic list. It will give you the information that you need. And if you've got a product and you want to be on the radio, it's free. We do not charge for this. And we have had some wonderful inventors on talking about their product. Next week is going to be Thanksgiving prep week, and we are talking about a new show that we are going to. So join us next week when we can kind of share some new secrets coming out of Invent America. And we are really excited to share it with every single one of you. Have a great week.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparrow. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.